Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
That's the Platters bringing us back. It's Tony Williams on lead there. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. That's his book. Got new updates on the third edition. Rob, tell us how we can find you and your book online, please.
Well, Naked Marketing is available through any major bookstore or any of the online bookstores, or you can go to my website, which is robertgrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E, so robertgrady.com will get it too.
This book is filled with nuggets of fundamental common sense on how to move the needle, ladies and gentlemen. Once you've roped that customer in and you got them loving you, then you have to perform. Right, Rob? I mean, it doesn't matter how you get them. It doesn't matter how you hold on to them. If you can't perform on whatever it is that they've engaged you for, whether it be marketing, advertising, or delivering, you know, cheese or milk or shoelaces, you know, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing for your customers, if you can't perform, then you know they're not going to keep you.
I wrote Naked Marketing for small businesses because I thought that there was a gap out there between the marketing books that are way too sophisticated for the average small
right.
business person. And I'm not saying the small business person isn't sophisticated. I'm simply saying they don't have time to learn all the nuances.
Hey, Rob, let me help you out.
Small
business owners are not sophisticated from a marketing standpoint. I'm sorry, but
well,
they're just not.
We're just not.
I'll say that. Not them, but we.
That's why Naked Marketing is ideal. It takes away all the fluff. It just gets down to those bare essentials.
Yep.
And it's very simple read, and it's very easy for small business people.
So what else do we need to do? What else do we need to do to help our customers move the needle?
Well, to move our own needle. Well, when you're talking about saving time and I'm talking about enhancing position, I think that there's some similarities there because the objective, I always believe the objective of any sales position or any person that's trying to sell has to look at it from the customer's point of view. In your age of the customer, that's kind of the primary goal that you focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it and saying, all right, if I'm focusing on what does my customer need, everything is going to boil down to profit, Jim. You have to look at it and say, okay, if there's three ways to sell a solution to my client, I can either reduce his costs, I can enhance his position so he can charge more and increase his profitability, or I can save him time and increase or improve his productivity. All three of those translate to profit. If I cannot sell a solution to my customer that translates to profit, I will not be a successful salesperson.
And how about this, Rob? Because this is something I think is important. It's in my book, and that is, in my opinion, one of the best ways to discover what you just said, what it takes to get there, is to ask them what it takes to help their customer.
I think that that's a big part of it. In Naked Marketing, I talk about the second step in the selling process is all about asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ask enough questions of your client, you can figure out, I mean, you're going to ask a question that eventually they're going to give you a problem that they have that you can solve. You ask enough questions, sooner or later they're going to get around to a problem that you have a solution for. And once they do, you then sell that solution, and that again, that solution is either going to come in terms
right.
of reducing costs or saving time and productivity or enhancing their position, and all of those translate to profit.
That's
the solution you got to sell.
Anytime I've ever asked a customer, a prospect, what's on your mind right now with regard to helping your own customers, your customers, the people you call on, like I'm calling on you right now, what do you think is on their mind that they're looking to you for? And you ask them those kinds of questions. And I've never done that, that I didn't find a way, somehow I found a way that I could contribute to that effort.
My favorite is, tell me about your competitors. And everybody's got one. And as soon as you say that, oh, their eyes light up and they say, oh, this guy has undercut me on price, and this guy stole my best salesman, and this guy did that, and all these other competitors are killing me. You're inevitably going to hear a problem that you can solve. Mm-hmm. And then you start selling those solutions. And that's, I love that question. That's my favorite. Is tell me about your competitors, and they just go on and on.
And the thing is there's a secret little stealthy thing that happens when you do what you just said, Rob. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to stay in the office longer, because now we're no longer talking about you. We're talking about them and their customers.
Of course, yeah.
And that's going to allow you to stay in longer. And the longer you stay, the more likely you are to be able to make a sale.
I think that's absolutely true. It's all about building relationships.
Yep.
In the selling process, that's got to be the long-term goal, is to sell.
Absolutely.
Relationship.
Hey, Rob, I need that website one more time.
It's robertgrady.com, and Grady is spelled G-R-E-D-E.
And the book is called Naked Marketing, the Bare Essentials, third edition. They can find out how to buy it there on the website.
They sure can.
And, of course, it's available wherever books are sold, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, Rob,
and
good job.
They can also sign up, Jim, I want to tell them, they can also sign up for absolutely free weekly marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Tips at robertgrady.com.
The Grady Marketing Tips, folks. You don't want to miss that once a week. Absolutely free. Hey, Rob, come back soon.
Jim, I'll be there.
Come back and argue with me again sometime. I like this.
I'll do that. Thanks much. You
Rob
enjoy.
Grady, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day with a good argument for us. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.